To give a little bit of insight into that process with the game review panel, essentially with any of these incidents, there's three categories that need to be kind of established as they assess the incident, right? There's conduct, impact, and contact. And so once they establish where it sits, the incident sits within each one of those categories, the kind of rubric spews out what is established as A, the base penalty, or B, what could be obtained with an early guilty plea. So in conduct they establish, is it intentional or careless? Once that's established, in the impact space, they establish whether it was attempted impact, low, medium, high, or severe. And then in the contact, it's obviously it's about, well, what sort of contact was it? Was it high, groin, body contact? What kind of contact was it? In this case, as it was announced with the finding, it was categorized as intentional, medium, high. Well, that gives you a base penalty of 2 games, one with an early guilty plea. I think the key element here was, well, the categorization of medium impact rather than high impact. And if it was high, there is no base penalty. It goes straight to tribunal. And there is no established kind of what is it for an early guilty plea. That doesn't exist. It's going straight to the tribunal, and they're going to establish the outcome from there. So the fact that it was established that the headbutt was medium impact, not high impact, that's why it resulted in the 2 games down to 1.